the things that started this was that none of us were aware that we had a natural burial ground here in Gawler, in the Gawler region. And it was like, well, what is a natural burial? And then when people find that out, it's like, well, where can I get one? And so that's when we started to build this workshop around raising awareness of natural burial as an eco-friendly option for what our bodies when we die.
Gosh, I have so many questions for you. First of all, congratulations on saying talking death was an enlivening experience. I really like that. Abby Buckley is the facilitator of the Gawler Environment Centre Eco Coffin Project. Okay, so you talked about the natural cemetery, was it, burial site in Gawler, and that a lot of people don't know about it. What is it?
Well, we actually, in the Adelaide metropolitan area, we actually have two natural burial grounds, and the one in Gawler is in the Smithfield Memorial Park, and it's called Piliyata. And a natural burial ground is where it's like walking a conservation park, so there's no headstones. The bodies are identified in the ground with RFID markers because we need to know where human bodies are.
that does seem like an important thing to have in a park.
Important thing, yes. So it's just a, you know, there's kangaroos hopping through there, the native birds, native vegetation. The bodies, of course, don't have any embalming. The bodies are buried with biodegradable material, so what the body is dressed in, whether it's wrapped in a shroud or whether it can be in a coffin, but the coffin needs to be made of biodegradable materials and no varnishes, no synthetic materials, that kind of thing.
And Robin,
the bodies are buried at a shallower depth as well.
Well, why is it shallower?
Because that's where the anaerobic activity is, so it means that aids decomposition. So in some of the burial grounds, you can have three deep, three coffins on top of each other, whereas in a natural burial ground, it's body, and it's a, we have it in our legislation. We're one of the few states that actually in our legislation, and it states that the body has to be a metre from the tip of the nose to the top of the earth. And that's where the body sits.
What if your nose isn't the highest part of your body?
I guess they're just good guidelines, just an idea of, you know, it's just not the 6 foot under as
sure.
It used to be.
I'm absolutely fascinated by this, and obviously so too is Robin, who did the Pushing Up at Daisies program. What was it that drew you to the program with Abby, Robin?
I think it was the environment factor. And making decisions for the end of life was very important to me. That we have lots of questions about our end of life, and they were answered, and the decisions that are important to us are the ones that we need to make.
So you decided you wanted an environmentally friendly end of life. Was it pretty easy to find options for that?
Well, this course gave us all the options we have.
And you made your own coffin, I believe. And you had to use sustainable materials. So what did you use?
The coffin I purchased through Abby's course, and it's made of the timbers that break down. So, yes, I did that one.
And you decorated it yourself?
Yes, I did. And that was unusual because I wouldn't consider myself as an artist or anything like that, but I truly had a great time doing it.
I was wondering how you felt. So there is the last vessel, the last resting place that you will be in, and you,
yes,
your live self, is decorating it. You said you had a great time. Can you describe some of the emotions that you were going through?
Yes, well, I involved my son, my eldest son Rex, in it, and my daughter Gay and her daughter in Melbourne. They decorated pieces of it for me, and I gave them a theme that I had. With my theme was Tree of Life, so they had a hand in doing it as well.
That's very special. Were they okay with it, or did they feel a bit?
Oh yes, no, they were okay with that. Yes, well, they were informed as well, and I think it's part of my job too now is to educate others, which I do.
Where is your coffin now?
It's in the garage.
And it's all in a special spot. How do you make sure rats don't get it?
Well, it's in a box, so it's all broken down into pieces.
Ah, okay. So it'll be assembled when the time comes. I see.
Yes,
I see.
And the good thing is that everybody around me knows my decision about that. Because there's lots of people who die and the relatives that are left don't know anything about what they want to have done with their body.
Yeah, well, and not just, you know, what they want to have done with their body, but just about everything that they leave behind in this mortal world. Robin, I love that you've told me about that very personal part of your life. Thank you. And Abby, you did say you start these conversations by making sure people understand the death cycle. What's the death cycle?
The death system.
So how
our death system works in Australia and what you can and can't do. And the idea behind that is for most of us, because we don't talk about death in our culture, we don't see dead bodies every day. So when death comes into our life, our wonderful funeral directors are the ones that are just guiding us through it. And so a course like this allows you to learn a bit. And so when death does come into your life and you're working with the funeral directors, you can have a more meaningful conversation because you've thought about what you want and what you know you can and can't do. And that way every death can be different depending on that particular relationship. So you may want to have your person at home for a few days. Or you may want to be involved in dressing the body. So you can have a lot more hands-on rituals. But people don't even think about this until death comes into their life, and they're too emotional then if they don't have this knowledge.
Can you just keep a dead body in your home for a few days?
Oh, you can. And every state has different rules in every state in Australia. In South Australia, you can have, there's no guidelines about how long you can actually keep a body at home. In New South Wales, they have a guideline of 5 days.
That seems like a good... I feel like we need a guideline, Kathy. I think it should just be as long as you want.
Well, I think it's more about, when you are with a dead body, that's enabling all your senses to understand that that person you loved is no longer there. Rather than they're just dead, they get whisked away and then you never see them again, or maybe at a viewing where they've got lots of makeup
come over
on.
Here.
So it allows you to be more involved with the death so that your body and senses can catch up with the fact that your person has gone. I guess a good analogy is like, it doesn't seem to happen so much now, but think about pets, where your pet dies and it used to be the thing that you would dig a hole in the back garden and have a burial for your pet. And so everyone would be involved in that in the family, and that helped with the grieving process because they're seeing the body. And we tend to outsource human death to our funeral directors. And aren't we lucky that we have them, because they deal with all this to help us.
I saw on the back of a bus recently, Abby, an ad for a funeral director's home, and they're all dressed, three fellas all dressed in black, with a big grin on their face. But I think they even have the coffin behind them. And I think, that's a weird thing to just be smiling at. But when I hear you talking, it's just a part of life, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I'll just jump in with what Robin was saying. Robin was quite remarkable. She was doing the project during COVID, and the flat pack coffin that she uses, the Eco Ply, it is in pieces. And she actually posted a couple of panels over to her family in Melbourne. So they were able to decorate it and be part of that process. And that starts beautiful, rich conversations within family using an art space that... Because most families think it's pretty weird that you're decorating your own coffin, but then they start to ask questions, and then all this lovely generative conversation starts to happen.
Well, I love that one of the only places that you can have a natural burial is in Gawler, in all of South Australia, probably even around Australia as well. Abby Buckley, thank you so much. Abby is the facilitator of the Gawler Environment Centre. And after her, you heard from Robin. This is ABC Radio Adelaide. It is 10 to 6. A day out in the park.